Perhaps I'm on my own on this. Perhaps I'm paying too much attention. But have you, or anyone close to you, witnessed the rise in popularity of rollerblading?
This is in my orbit on social media. Fionnuala J, I think I noticed, talking about rollerblades. A big fan of Fionnuala J, and she had purchased some.
I've seen the videos of people rollerblading, and I not cringed for them. What is the motion that you do when you're afraid for someone and you tense up?
Okay, yeah, the apprehension.
Yeah. I'm afraid for these people that they're going to fall and break their arse or other bones in their body. And then I seen it in the wild last night. Went for a walk. Late-ish enough, 10. It was dark at that stage. And there was a couple of cars in a car park and they had their lights on. And usually when you see that at that time of night and there's no one else in the car park, it can be dodgy, can't it?
You're asking questions.
Two cars flashing the lights at each other going, deal on, deal on, deal on, deal on. But no, it was people using their cars as floodlights rollerblading in the empty car park.
Like, that's good, wholesome fun.
It is, absolutely. I've no problem with it. But I'm wondering, where has this come out of? And have you noticed yourself? And you're kind of staying silent. You're like, no, I'm paranoid. No, no, no. No, 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 no. I've been paranoid that everyone in the country is rollerblading except me. But now you have a friend. Now you have someone going, yes, it is true. I feel rollerblading is taking over.
It's having a moment. One in which I will not be participating. I cannot overcome the fear of falling and breaking bones. Have you ever successfully rollerbladed?
No, yeah, okay, I went ice skating a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's chronic, like.
And I was such a nervous skater that I only fell once, but most of my injuries came from attempting not to fall, and I nearly put out my back. I have no balance. I am Bambi just after giving birth. I cannot walk. I cannot slide. I cannot rollerblade. You won't see me in a pair of them.
We're on the same page on that. Injuries, just too much of a daunting prospect for us. But are we missing out? Should we actually be jumping on the rollerblading bandwagon? Please don't tell us we should.
Yeah, if you've started this since Christmas or last year, what is the fascination? What is good about it? Why do you enjoy being close to the possibility of breaking your arse and all your bones? What is it about it that you go, yes, this is a perfect pandemic pastime? You got sent a video.
Yeah, it's a TikTok video, I would say, highlighting the perils of rollerblading.
I think you don't need to see it. You can just listen to it. It starts off, there is a lady with a pair of rollerblades. She's on a slight hill. She sets off. You can hear her going into the distance. And then... Oh, rollerblading. It's such a fun activity.
Yeah, look, we hope she's okay and all that. The unintentional hilarity, though, that moment where she realises, oh God, this is going out of control. I wasn't expecting this. I can't stop.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd or without brakes or without any experience. Someone is putting us towards Miss Grania Galna. You would have seen her on Dancing in the Stars, Miss Universe Ireland. She's a nurse. She completed 1 mile on rollerblades on International Women's Day to raise funds for the Donegal Women's Centre. She had her entire Buncrana town out as well. The nation laughing. And you think, this is a rollerblade 1 mile for charity. You think people who are going to film her, her team, her sister, her family, they're going to be respectful. She's doing this for charity.
Yeah, you'd think so.
They showed no respect. The woman was doing a rollerblade mile for charity, and that's the respect she was shown.
Do we feel there should be an announcement that you shouldn't be operating any sort of equipment or vehicle if you don't know how to stop it? If you can't stop yourself on the rollerblades, don't be going on them.
The workout and the soreness that must have been felt trying to stay on that. You know, you think a mile rollerblading cannot be too strenuous, but when you see the videos from Grania Galna, you go, it is pretty damn strenuous. Your core is getting it, your legs is getting it, your hands are getting it from going down on the concrete or the tarmac adam. It's a full body workout.
Much bubble wrap would be required, I think.
Sarah had a pair of rollerblades. She used to see it when she was living in the UK. She's seen people on rollerblades and thought, hey, I used to be brilliant at rollerblades when I was younger. So she went and bought a pair. They weren't cheap. First outing didn't go well. I started good until I built up the speed. I lost my balance and plonked at force onto the ground in front of the whole park. I was in bits and broke my tailbone.
Oh, no. Like,
you broke your arse rollerblading. They were never worn by me again. Rollerblading is not for adults, says Sarah.
Like, yeah, I know I'm not going to be good at it because even when learning to cycle a bike, I was using stabilizers long past the age at which I should have been using
long
stabilizers.
Long past the age of 21.
So I think if that's any indication, rollerblading not for me.
We say to you, congratulations if you're a master in rollerblading. If you're just getting into it, proceed with caution. There is a reason why there are thousands of videos, people falling and breaking their tailbones and bones in their body. Go steady.
Yeah.
Go slow.
Please.
And go well.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.